Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Lehigh Valley with Love podcast. Today, we're talking with Manaya, a New York-born R&B and neo-soul artist with a strong Lehigh Valley tie. She's an Emmaus High School alum, and she's a vocal coach who works with students across the region. And we are here today because we're talking about Manaya, Covered in Soul, hosted by Rudy Rush on Saturday, April 11th, 2026. 7:30 p.m. in the Fowler Blast Furnace Room at Arts Quest Steel Stacks in Bethlehem. Don't ask me to say that again, but I will. On April 11th at 7:30 p.m. at Arts Quest. The show is described as an intimate live experience that reimagines classic R&B, pop, and soul favorites through her neo-soul style with a full band, background vocalist, and even a VIP acoustic performance before the show. Manaya! Number one, thank you so much for joining the show. How are you doing?
Thank you for having me. I'm doing so well. A little bit of allergies going on, but you know, I'm good.
Join the club. I hope you're able to. How do you do that as an artist? Like when you have allergies on a day, like how do you combat that?
I mean, funny you ask. Okay, so I do not like ginger, but I will take the ginger. I will take anything to like get it out of my system. I do oil of oregano to like loosen things up. Even if I don't have allergies, but you know, Zyrtec, you know, the awful nightmare.
Sure. I'm kind of joking, but I'm not really. Oh, as a vocal coach, we'll get into that because as a vocal coach, I'm sure that you have some of these tips. But first and foremost, you're an Emmaus high grad. You said you still live in the region. Can you kind of talk a little bit about your career, your progression in singing through Emmaus High School to where you are now and how exciting it is to come back.
Again, yes, raised in Lehigh Valley, Emmaus grad. At 14, I was accepted in a gospel program called Vi Higginson Gospel for Teens, like within my high school year. So I got some credits doing that, which was kind of cool. And it's an elite choir. They won 2 Emmys and it's run by the amazing Vi Higginson and her daughter, Noelle Higginson. She was also the first Black woman to be on radio. So she has like a whole foot in the door already. So it was just awesome to meet her and, you know, to just be in her presence. Sure. So basically the whole program was to be seen, to be heard. That's their whole message, to be seen, to be heard, and to go out and do, and mm-hmm. you know. So at 14, I did that. I auditioned, and they were like, wait a minute, you're from PA? How are you going to come up there and from PA?
Right.
So I was like, well, I'm going to drive up, and I'm going to bring my donuts. I'm going to bring my donuts every time. It was on Saturdays, the rehearsals, and I did that for... I don't know, like 3 years.
Really?
So, yep, to Harlem, up and down from Lehigh Valley to Harlem. So,
why that group? Like, what's so important that you would drive that far? Is it just because it's so well renowned? Yeah,
it was so well renowned, and it had such a strong message, and it had such a strong movement with it. Like, they wanted inner city youth to have an opportunity to go on gigs, to have that experience to be on stage. So like they talked about how you should be on stage, how you should project when you're singing. Mm-hmm. Like there's just a way of holding yourself accountable and, you know, being on time. It was just teaching all of us at a young age, like as choir members, obviously, how to be in the music business, basically. And it was awesome.
So, and then how did that, from working in that group, how do you kind of continue? How did your musical career progress?
Yes. So from there, I started to do, within the group, I was doing Red Rooster in Harlem. It's a really popular soul food restaurant run by Marcus Samuelson. He was on Chopped, I believe. And he's Ethiopian and adopted by Swedish parents. So it was a mixture of Ethiopian food and Swedish food.
Very
and we sang there every Sunday, gospel music. So that's where I started to get my foot in the door. And then I was like, I want to go to Berkeley. After just being in that, you know, environment all the time, I was like, looking at colleges at that time, I was still in high school. I was like, Berkeley is my...
I led with Emmaus High School. Maybe I should have led with the Berklee College of Music. Because you're that's no offense to Emmaus, wonderful high school, but Berklee's amazing. So talk about your time there.
Yes. So I did all 4 years there. I got a full ride. I was on campus all 4 years. Mm-hmm. It was just awesome to be around a whole bunch of musicians just playing all the time. Like it was kind of like High School Musical, where, you know, a whole bunch of different people from all over, like it was just a diverse melting pot, basically. After I graduated, I was like, I want to give back to Lehigh Valley. Like, that is like my goal, is to give back. And I don't want to just perform. I want to make sure people who are craving that passion, like I did when I was in that program, can have that opportunity as well. So I started doing vocal coaching. And I started touring, and I started getting all of these tidbits and learning, because I'm a big believer in you're always learning. Like, you'll never stop.
Sure, learning. Absolutely.
So I always tell my students to have an open mind, and like, I give them positive affirmations. So, yeah, but I toured with a band called TV Girl. Who is it? Rolling Stones. They called them the most popular band you never heard of. Sure. I've never heard of them before, but they blew up on TikTok. And
including Mania.
Including Mania. I did not hear of them, but they're amazing. Like, they're just awesome, lovable people. Like, we toured around the country. We went... We did a domestic tour for the first leg, and then the second leg we did a whole international tour in Europe.
And let's talk a little bit about Covered in Soul. You know, I was reading up on everything. It is reimagining this stuff. It's reimagining classic R&B, pop, and soul songs. But you're giving it a little bit of your style, right? So talk a little bit about it. What can people expect at the show?
They can expect diversity, experience, and to be transformed, you know? Like, I kind of want them to walk out and be like, whoa, okay. Like, that was an experience that I don't think I've ever had before. Like, you know, I have some Fleetwood Mac. I have some Lauryn Hill. It's a mixture of, an array of genres. So
right. And then you also have, like, a band with you, right? Or
yes, I have my band. Yeah. Yes.
Can you talk a little bit about them?
Yes. So they are great musicians. Like, they have crazy talent. Like, their ears are insane. Like, they just hear things sometimes that I don't even hear. And I'm like, oh, okay. I don't know. What? Okay.
Right. So, sure. Dear Diary is the album, right?
Dear Diary is my EP, yes. Yes.
What is that? Is that, what type of music is that? Is that the same as some of this R&B? Is a little bit more pop?
It's a mixture, honestly. Okay. So kind of like Covered in Soul is going to be a mixture in like a feeling, basically. So Dear Diary is basically my journey in like my little chapters, you know, chapter one. This is how I'm feeling. So Dear Diary is really touching on like being a 20-something or navigating life in the music industry, having ADHD. Yup, I have ADHD. and like, you know, kind of like stopping the stigma of talking about that. So
that's great.
The EP is coming. Curious is out now.
Curious, the single is out now. You can listen to that or buy it on Apple Music and whatnot. And all this stuff can be found on your website, correct? Or you have a bunch of
stuff. Correct. Yes, my website is www.maniaswrld.com.
And with that coming, I mean, it's got to be exciting to have something on the way to share that with the world. Is that coming out while you're on tour? And can you talk a little bit about, you know, I mean, this has got to be an exciting summer for you.
Yes. So it will definitely be coming out while I'm on tour and still finishing, like I'm still finishing production. And
I'd be really in.
I'm like, oh, I got to fix that. I got to fix that. And my band be like, let it go. And I'm like, all right, okay.
I need it to be perfect. Well, this is kind of like a, in a side question, I didn't say I was going to ask you this. You traveled to Harlem. You've done stuff like that. You've gone to school out of state.
Yes.
Do you feel like, you know, in the Lehigh Valley, I've been to different recording studios that just opened up and they feel like this can become an area that can do a lot of good recording. We have a lot of great artists. And it's like, if you don't have to travel to these crazy places to record anymore, right? What do you feel about maybe the future of the Lehigh Valley music as you see it?
Yes. So the Lehigh Valley is like perfectly sat in the middle of Philly and New York. So it's a melting pot itself in its own way from those two different places. Mm-hmm. And it just has its own sound. So I just love that about the Lehigh Valley. I'll just go out sometimes like in Bethlehem and they just have their own little sound and it's like, okay. And then Allentown, they have their own little sound, even though it's the same thing in Lehigh Valley, in like, it's still in Lehigh Valley, but like everybody has their own sound. So
there's
that's
that
why
new like piano bar in Allentown I haven't been to. Have you seen it?
Yes. I've performed there a few times.
You performed there? I'm sorry. Yes. It's like the 17, 18 piano bar. I need to go to it. I'll be sure to. 1812, but it looks like, because it feels like it's taking you back to those, you know, those romantic movies or those times when you would go out to dinner and you have not just a performer, but just like really high quality stuff. It's a fun ambiance.
Yes. So it's definitely like a low key, like the lights are low and, you know, it's great sound, great food. I definitely recommend the food and the drinks. The food and the drinks are awesome. And then like all of the different musicians that come in there, again, with the melting pot, it's a whole diverse group.
Right.
So
you're like, you live in Emmaus? Like what? You know what I mean?
I live
like,
in Emmaus, but yeah.
Well, you know what I mean? I was saying, it blows my mind. You know, you're watching somebody like that. Like, wow, you live down the street.
Yeah.
You're just amazing what you do. Yes. So that's great. And I'm looking for people who need, you know, vocal coaching. Do we go to the same site, to Manaya's World?
Yes, you can go to Manaya's World. It's called my business is called Sing Suite. So I like to either have them come to my suite, they can come to my house, or I can go to theirs, or vice versa. I make it very flexible for them. Go with them wherever they are. Do like a little consultation, see where they are. And instead of just being like, okay, we have to be here, see where they are first, and then we'll go there. So
Manaya, all the links that we talked about, everything is in our show notes for anybody who missed anything. It's manayasworld.com.
Yes.
The show is April 11th at the Steel Stacks in Bethlehem. You can get tickets at the show notes, or again, if you just search Manaya, M-A-N-I-Y-A, you're going to find those tickets. And Manaya, it's been wonderful talking to you. I'm excited to catch you so early in your career. So like 10 years from now, when you're doing huge things, you can be like, that guy had me on a show. So I appreciate it. And I wish you all the best of luck.
Thank you for having me. You're such an awesome person. It's been awesome talking with you.
I appreciate it. All right. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you.